Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Higher Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. Want more video content from me? Well, head over to my YouTube channel to check out my new show, Ask Sahara, where I will be answering your questions each week related to all things spirituality, entrepreneurship, Ayurveda, wellness, self-care, relationships, and everything in between. Head over to youtube.com/Sahara Rose. And if you have any questions that you would like me to answer on Ask Sahara, simply send me an email over at questions@eatfeelfresh.com. We already have a bunch of episodes live talking about all things from how to know if you're a cross between two doshas and what should you eat, how to become more confident, how do you find the one, how to shift into abundance mindset, and so much more. So head over to youtube.com/Sahara Rose to dive in. My favorite way of reading books is actually listening to them. Yes, I'm a self-proclaimed Audible junkie. Why? Because I'm able to walk, spend time in nature, clean my house, do all the things I need to do while still getting really high vibe content coming straight into my ears. If you love podcasts, then you are the perfect person to begin listening to audiobooks. If you would like to get started with a free audiobook of your choice, head over to audibletrial.com/highestselfpodcast. Again, Audible, audible.com/highestselfpodcast, and you'll receive any audiobook of your choice absolutely free. Today, I want to share with you the best way that you can heal yourself. This is a proven way. It will heal just about anything from your digestion to your immune system, your skin. It can heal most diseases as well. This is an ancient Ayurvedic practice that has been passed down for millennia, and it is foolproof, guys. It's going to change your life when I tell you about this number one way to heal yourself. So grab a pen and paper and write this down. The best way that you can heal yourself is to get out of your own head. Let me repeat that. The best way that you can heal yourself is to get out of your own head. Okay, so what do we do? What are the instructions? Let me make a little tutorial for you. I'm sick and tired of the wellness space and how self-indulged it has really become. Now, self-care is extremely important. Of course, I do podcasts about it. I've written books about it. I teach about it all the time. But self-care does not end with yourself. If you think the meaning of self-care is to take as much time as you can only to indulge yourself and take a rose petal bath and put another face mask on and think of 20,000 more ways to put coconut oil in your hair, then you got it twisted. The purpose of self-care is so you can take that energy and help others. In Ayurveda, they say, as is the microcosm, so is the macrocosm. This means the reason why we heal ourselves is so we can affect the greater global environment. And I think in the wellness space, we've kind of missed that latter part. I'm just tired. I don't know if you feel the same way of just seeing people, oh, here's a new way to heal your digestion. Here's a new way to have even more glowing skin. Here's a new way to heal yourself from this. And it's never ending. Because guess what? You're never going to be 100% healed. I'm going to be real with you. You're never going to be 100% healed. There's always going to be something else that you need to work on, whether it's your anxiety or your relationship with your mom or your lower intestines or your this, that. There's always going to be something else that is left. You're never going to reach this point that you are just in perfect balance in every aspect of your life. And then the universe is like, here's your certificate. You've passed our health test. Now you can go help the world. That's never going to happen. Healing is like an onion. There are constant layers that we peel and peel and peel. And that doesn't mean you don't do the work. That doesn't mean you don't heal yourself. Please do it. But what it doesn't mean as well is that you forego helping others because you're waiting to get to the bottom of this healing onion. And guess what? There's another fucking onion inside. And there's going to be more layers to peel. You're never going to reach that point. And do you know what can help you more than anything else? More than me listing 50 ways that you can use echinacea and here are more ways you can dry brush and this and that. It's to get out of your own head and realize how fucking lucky you are. We are all so fortunate and so blessed to be living during this beautiful time and to have podcasts to listen to. I mean, the fact that you're listening to this means there's a lot of stuff going right in your life. And I know that, you know, there's people starving in Africa and that feels so far away. And sometimes that doesn't actually affect people. But there are even just people right around you that don't have basic education, sanitation, who are living in the foster care system, who are homeless, who are trying to cross the border of this country because it is so dangerous for them to live in their own towns that they will be killed. It's not just the starving children in Africa who, by the way, are still humans. When we are so in our own heads and we think that only we exist and only our healing matters, we become more sick because we begin to overanalyze things and we get obsessive. And this obsession is only going to cultivate more unhappiness because then you're going to be overanalyzing. Oh, there's a little smudge on the window there. Oh, there's a little crack in that wood. It's never going to be perfect. You were born in a human body. It's never going to be perfect. So the best way that you can heal yourself is to put your healing tools on a shelf for a day and get out there and realize how many people need your help. How much farther along you are than 99% of the population. How you, exactly as you are right now, is already perfect. And when you can get out of your own head and get out of your own way and stories and victimhood and get out there and be of service to others, this is the ultimate way that you will heal yourself. So you want to be healed? Stop thinking about the problem. Get out there. Pull up your sleeves. Help anyone that you feel called to. Whether your cause are the immigrants or the gay queer population or the environment or the refugees or whatever it is that strikes a chord in your heart, that is where you need to be focusing your energy. There's nothing more healing than spending a day volunteering, coming back home, and realizing how perfect everything already is. So with that, please look around you. Be of service. If you don't know who to help, go on volunteermatch.com, volunteerabroad.org. There are so many organizations out there that are calling for your help. Even just using your social media to talk about social justice issues is going to take us so much further along than another way to have more glowing skin. So please be of service, and this will heal you more than anything else. Namaste.